Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Yes, indeed. Answer the call. Good morning. Welcome to the Patrick Madrid Show. First day of Pledge Drive. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, Cyrus. Here we are at the threshold of another pledge drive. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it's here, but it's time to answer the call. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's right. Answer the call. We have a need that we'll be talking about. Mary Graham will be joining me here shortly, and we'll talk all about what our need is for this pledge drive. But the main thing is this is a regular program, just like always. So you can call in now and be on the air now. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the air, so please feel free to call, and I will get you on the air with your comment or question, 888-914-9149. Now, before we go to the phones, I just want to share with you, everyone is buzzing. You might be one of the people buzzing right now about a foolish, a very foolish article that appeared in The Atlantic in the last couple of days, and people are up in arms because the title says, How Rad-Trad Catholics Weaponized the Rosary. This word weaponized is becoming awfully chic nowadays. And people use it at the drop of a hat. You've weaponized the Eucharist. Now they've weaponized the rosary. And it's just a load of foolish nonsense, first of all. So don't be overly bothered by it. It is an attempt on the part of the guy who wrote it. And I've seen other foolish things from him before. It's an attempt to try to, I guess you might say, guilt by association. It's an example, if you ask me, of kind of a subtle subtext of the fallacy of hasty generalization. That's one of the fallacies, very common. This article is, I think, an example of what I'm talking about here, jumping to conclusions that are not supported by the evidence. And what I mean by that is it's an implicit indictment of Catholics who are not, let's say, on the left, if we can use that terminology, who may use the rosary, because it's guilt by association with all of these so-called rad trads that the article author regards as extremist fringe people and their rosary beads and their conspiratorial politics and their gun culture. And there's no doubt that such people do exist, that's for sure. But it is a clumsy, foolish attempt to try to taint or you might say, guilt by association, probably the best way to do it. It's an attempt to do that. Now, the guy who wrote it, at least he knew enough to know that if he went scratching just a little bit, he'd find examples of significant Catholic people referring to the rosary as a weapon. And that would include people like St. Padre Pio. There's an article here by Sam Guzman that gives 15 quotes on this. So these are relatively contemporaneous. St. Padre Pio, the rosary is the weapon for these times. Blessed Pope Pius IX, not contemporaneous, but not that far ago, not that long ago. Give me an army saying the rosary and I will conquer the world. St. Francis de Sales, the greatest method of praying is to pray the rosary. St. Padre Pio again, some people are so foolish that they think they can go through life without the help of the Blessed Mother. Love the Madonna, and we're talking here about Our Lady. Pray the rosary, for her rosary is the weapon against the evils of the world today. All grace is given by God. Passed through the Blessed Mother. And many other such examples. St. Jose Maria Escrivá. The Holy Rosary is a powerful weapon. Use it with confidence and you'll be amazed at the results. And the list goes on and on. And you can read them. Popes and saints and others who have talked about the rosary as a weapon. In fact, the Blessed Virgin Mary herself talks about the spiritual. She doesn't use the word weapon, but she uses the description that she gives of the rosary as a reminder of its power, especially against things like sin in your own life. So My advice, I read the article, I reread the article, people are flustered about it. If I were you, I would just simply ignore it because it is not really worth your time to get worked up over this. It's just some guy on the far extreme fringy left trying to undermine, maybe in part at least, trying to undermine perhaps a devotion to the rosary. It's hard to tell, really. It's hard to tell what his exact goals are, but the stated purpose is to say, look at all those right-wing Catholics with their rosary beads, and they're using it as a kind of a tie-in with their gun culture and all this other stuff. Well, I would put it this way. This would be similar to if somebody said, oh, look at all those Catholics. They're praying the rosary. They're carrying the rosary. But look at Madonna. She's wearing a rosary as if it were a piece of jewelry, and she's very lewd, and she's very disrespectful. So is there any kind of tie-in? No, there's not. There's no tie-in. And anyway, so I know that many of you saw this and you're concerned about it. My advice would be, don't be concerned. It'll be forgotten as quickly as it came out, and rightly so. 888-914-9149. Let's get to some phone calls before we take our break. Tristram, listening in Washington. Good morning, Tristram.
Good morning. I have a question. I'm asking for some reassurance. I am living out a single, chaste life. I'm 55 years old, but I don't find a lot of discourse in the church about that vocation or that choice of life. And I was wondering, am I in a good place abiding by the church's teachings and the like?
Sounds to me like you are. First of all, kudos to you, Tristram, for living a chaste life, especially as a single man in today's world. I can imagine how difficult that must be at times, so I admire you for that. I think the reason is, if I could venture a guess, it's because traditionally, at least, the church has never really looked at or categorized the single life as a vocation per se. Rather, the church traditionally looks at two major categories of vocation, one to the married life and the other to the religious life or the priesthood. And so historically, people would tend to go in one or the other direction. Not to say that there weren't some people here and there who were single for whatever reason, but that ordinarily is not looked at as a call from God to be a vocation in a categorical sense, which is not to say that God does not call individual people, such as yourself perhaps, to that sort of life. But I'm wondering if that may be the reason why. Because it's never traditionally been regarded as a vocation in a strict sense.
Yeah, that is why I was calling. I mean, my understanding is it is scriptural, right?
Well, solitude certainly is scriptural. Look at St. John the Baptist. He lived a life out in the wilderness. He did not live in a community. He certainly wasn't married. And he fasted and prayed in preparation for his role to make straight the paths of the Lord. And he died a martyr's death, as you know. So we can look at individual people and say, look, here's an example of that. Or take, for example, the prophetess who was there when Jesus was brought by his parents to the temple for his presentation in the temple. And she, as well as the prophet Simeon, prophesied over him. She had been a widow from a young age and had lived the rest of her life in the temple. And I think her example would be more akin to, let's say, like religious life. She lived in a setting that would be much like, say, a religious sister or a nun. So it doesn't mean that there aren't examples of this, but I guess just to repeat myself, the church doesn't historically look at the single life as a vocation as such. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't call some people to that life. So maybe things will change in due time, but in the meantime, I hope that listening to Relevant Radio is helpful to you as you make your way in the world as a single man.
Oh, it's great. I really appreciate all that you do, and thanks for your courage.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thanks for listening to Relevant Radio. We appreciate it very much. Well, that means we are at break time, and I want to give you a different number. This is the number that Mary and I will be giving you quite a few times between now and Friday. 877-291-0123. Why don't I let you take it away, Mary? You've got some information about today and today only on some things that we have for people listening, right? Oh, you know what? Before we do that, I'm just getting the sign. Thank you, Cyrus. We're going to hear a message from Father Rocky, and then we'll come back, Mary and I, and we'll talk about that. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the executive director of listener-supported Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you today only? For a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year, our marketing folks are calling this a Father Rocky custom coffee mug. It's not your average coffee mug. It's ceramic and guaranteed to keep your coffee, tea, or hot chocolate warmer for longer. And written on the outside of the coffee mug is something you've heard me say often. The more you pray, the better things go. What a great way to start your day. Today only, the custom coffee mug is our thank you gift for your donation of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And did I mention that we've got matching funds this hour? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Thank you so much for your prayers and your financial support of Relevant Radio.
Did my work for me on that one. That's what we have today. Today only, this fabulous Relevant Radio coffee mug. You can visit our website and take a look at it. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, and you can see that coffee mug and make your gift. We need at least $240. If you can join Michael in Stephen Point, Wisconsin, getting your coffee mug. Thank you so much. You can do it too at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
That coffee mug is cool. It's got, looks like a cork bottom, I guess maybe for non-skid. Good morning, Mary. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, Patrick. Great to be here.
The more you pray, the better things go. Isn't that the truth? That sounds like a Father Rockyism, mm-hmm. doesn't it? I bet Father Rocky came up with that. Yeah, that's that is our coffee mug. Now, this is today, and today only, we have this special thank you gift if you want to make your donation of $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. And it's easy peasy, as we like to say. All you have to do is go to your Relevant Radio app already on your phone. If it's not, you can download it in seconds. Or go to relevantradio.com where you can make your pledge. Now, if for whatever reason that's inconvenient for you, maybe you're driving, hands-free, you can call us at 877-291-0123 and make your pledge. But this is something we have only for today. And as Father Rocky has said, the more you pray, the better things go. And that's what we believe in here at Relevant Radio.
Absolutely, we do. And today only, it's a great mug, great gift. You're going to love it. Check out the website. It's a great conversation starter when you're sitting at work. You can have that on your desktop. People go, hey, you know, that's good advice. The more you pray, the better things go. Maybe you can get the little chit-chat going at the office or wherever you might be using your coffee mug at. It's yours for a simple $240 gift. If you can do a dollar a day, you'll get that along with Father Peyton's rosary book. It's all yours at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And good news is this is a partnership challenge hour. That means your gift will be matched 100%. So your $240 becomes $480, if I did my math correctly on that one. A dollar a day becomes $2 a day. We want to hear from you. RelevantRadio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Remember, today is the only day to get this coffee mug. Give us a call now. We want to hear from you at relevantradio.com using the app or 877-291-0123.
Connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now.
Shiny, happy people. That's all of us, right? On a Monday morning, first day of Pledge Drive. Welcome back, 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the air. It's different from the Pledge Drive number, so I'll give it again. 888-914-9149. We have some space for you, so crowd in right now. We'll get you on the air. Let's go to Lynn in Oceanside, California. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Patrick. It's good to have you on the air, and God bless for your work.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding about plenary indulgence.
Okay.
Basically, is who you can apply it to. My understanding that is you cannot apply it to yourself due to the abuses we have back in the Middle Ages. But I heard in that it has been changed. You can apply that to it, it to you now. And what about to the living people and to the dead people? And my understanding that is still be applicable. Is that true?
Okay. Well, it is more or less true. I'll put it to you this way, Lynn. The church's ministry of helping people get to heaven, which is obviously why Jesus established the church, it includes the binding and loosing authority that Jesus gave the apostles in Matthew 18, verse 18, and in other passages that refer to this authority that the church has, like in John chapter 20, receive the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, as he breathes on the apostles. He who sins you forgive are forgiven them. He who sins you hold bound are held bound. Now, the indulgence issue extends not just to the sin itself, but in the case of sins that have been forgiven, for the need to do penance for those sins. Jesus pays the price, the eternal penalty of our sins. That's not something we could pay for ourselves. He does that by his saving death on the cross. But every sin has a second dimension to it, and that is its effect on the person. We call those the temporal effects due to sin. So penance is what mitigates those temporal effects due to sin. So when the church grants you either a partial or a plenary indulgence, it is loosing you from the need to do penance, either partially or entirely, by applying the merits of Jesus Christ and the body of Christ to you, wiping out any need that you may have to do to do penance. The reason I'm going into this detail, Lynn, is just so people understand what it is you're referring to. So all of that being the case, you can apply, and most typically they are applied, to you. So this is the remission of the need to do penance for the sins in your life that have been forgiven. And that presumes, of course, that you're in the state of grace. You couldn't be in the state of mortal sin and receive an indulgence and have those applied to sins that have been forgiven in the past. So it's predicated upon you being in the state of grace when you receive the indulgence. So it is certainly applicable to you. It's not applicable. You cannot, so to speak, assign an indulgence to some other living person. And the reason is because you don't know whether that living person is in the state of grace or not. There's no way for you to know. But you can know that the souls in purgatory are in the state of grace because they died in the state of grace and they're destined for heaven. And yet they're in purgatory for a time before they get to heaven. So you certainly can apply the spiritual fruitfulness of the indulgence to the holy souls in purgatory. So either for yourself or for the holy souls in purgatory. That's the long and the short of it. And it's a great gift that many people nowadays, unless they listen to Relevant Radio, of course, they don't necessarily know about. So I'm glad you brought it up, Lynn. I hope you stay safe on the roads this morning. You're probably on your way into work. Thanks for listening to Relevant Radio. 888-914-9149. Now, it just so happens I received an email this morning from Ellen, who listens on our LA station, the mighty 93KHJ, with the same, well, similar question related to indulgences. She says, there was a mention of a book with a red cover to read about all the indulgences and how to earn them. I missed the name of the book, and there are a few listed on Amazon that have red covers. So what is it? Well, here it is, right? And I'm holding it in my hands right now, Ellen. It's called The Handbook of Indulgences, Norms and Grants. And this is by Catholic Book Publishing Company. It's a handy little hardcover, reddish-colored book. And it not only gives you the biblical theology of the indulgence, what it means, what it does, it also includes a treasury of prayers that you can pray that will gain for you an indulgence. And it gives all the specifics on what is necessary to receive an indulgence. How do you go about doing it? What does the church ask of you? And what are the effects of an indulgence? So in the space of 128 pages, this little book, The Handbook of Indulgences, will walk you through this. And I have a feeling you'll be all the more energized in wanting to receive them. So thanks for that email, Ellen. I do appreciate it. 888-914-9149. Some emails I want to get to, and we'll get to your phone calls as well. This one surprised me. Cynthia, I wasn't sure what to make of this when I first read it. This is from Cynthia listening in San Diego on our 1000 AM station. And she says, in his show today, she's referring to a recent show, Patrick Madrid said that Mary wasn't immaculately conceived. I was shocked to hear this. Did I hear wrongly? Thank you and God bless. Well, thank you for sending me this email. I don't know what you heard, but I can assure you that I certainly did not say that Our Lady was not immaculately conceived. She certainly was immaculately conceived, free from all sin from the moment of her conception. And that's a defined dogma of the faith. So far be it from me to ever contradict something like that. I wonder if maybe, and this might be an explanation for it, Cynthia, perhaps you came into listening to the program when I was responding to an objection. Maybe that's what you heard. And I was explaining somebody else's objection to this teaching, and there are any number of them, but I can assure you, you know, let your heart not be troubled that I did not say that Mary is not immaculately conceived. Here's a note that comes in from Ursula. She says, Patrick, I'm a sidewalk counselor. I just came back from our abortion facility. Except for me, there was only one other person from the Baptist church there to help me. Since the new Supreme Court decision, the abortion facility has hired escorts to disturb us. They were so mean to us that we felt threatened. Please tell your audience that we need help on the sidewalk in case something very ugly happens to us. Well, let us pray that nothing like that happens. It would be nice, Ursula says, that especially the male parishioners of our parishes and churches would help us on a regular basis. The battle has been intensified, and Christians need to get out of their comfortable pews. I am an admirer of yours, Ursula. I don't know you personally, but I admire you and all the other good-hearted folk, Catholic, Protestant, just generally good-hearted people, whoever they may be, who are out there on the front lines giving a witness to those women who are coming in to have abortions. And I love hearing stories from people like you who have victories, where a young woman goes into the abortion clinic, but because she had some conversation with some brave soul like yourself, doesn't go through with the abortion, comes back out and chooses life. That's always a win. Win-win for the mom and certainly for the baby and for you too. So yes, I'd like to help you put the word out there if you are, especially if you are of a male of the species and you would like to be out there as a show of solidarity and as a sign of contradiction and a witness to the truth about the importance of all human life, then by all means, take Ursula up on her request that you go out and stand shoulder to shoulder with the people who are peacefully, prayerfully standing in front of these abortion clinics. That would be a very good thing to do. And thank you for your good example of that, Ursula. And thank you for reaching out to me. Speaking of which, if you want to send me an email, you can do so by going to relevantradio.com/Patrick and click on where it says connect. There's a link there just underneath the title of the show. Just click on that and you can send me an email. It comes directly to me and I read them all and I do appreciate them. Not all of you agree with me. I think most of you tend to, but even if you don't, even if it's a scathing email, I don't get too many of those, but I read them all and I do appreciate them, and I'll be on the lookout for yours. All right, well, today is the first day of Pledge Drive. Mary and I are going to walk you through what we need to do this morning, day one of Pledge Drive.
Day one of Pledge Drive. We're off to a little bit of a slow start this hour, Patrick. We've had about 23 gifts come in. We need to see at least 154 this hour, and a halfway through the hour, we need the phones ringing.
We need the phones ringing, as Mary said. She probably needed another gulp of coffee. We all do on a Monday morning, right? 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. Now, it's easier, trust me on this one, I've done it myself, it's easier if you go to relevantradio.com, easy peasy, or use the Relevant Radio app. If you don't have that on your phone, easy to get, just go to the App Store, download it in seconds, and you'll be able to make your pledge safe and secure. And I know that Mary will be back here momentarily, but in the meantime, today only, we have a special thank you gift. If you want to make a donation of just $20 per month, think about what you could buy with $20 a month. Not a whole lot, but you can buy if you want to put it that way, the good feeling of knowing that you're helping Relevant Radio stay on the air 24/7. Isn't that right, Mary? Don't we love those $20 a day, or per month rather? $20 a day would be awesome.
A day is good too.
Yeah, sure.
$20 a month is great too. Whichever you can do works for us. And you can make that gift at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And you know, Patrick, school is getting started back right now, and it's so important that, you know, kids get to school and get their education. I can personally attest to the impact that Catholic Radio will have on your kids and grandkids listening to the radio on your way to and from work and school. You cannot underestimate that. And we've had so many people who've called in with their kids listening, or even homeschool moms who might have Patrick Madrid on as part of their education, for their morning education and their religious education. So keep these stations on in your local markets. It is so very important. We need your help at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I was saying, I can attest, I didn't have Catholic Radio, but I had the Lighthouse CDs, and they picked up the slack where I was slacking. So Catholic Radio does that too. None of us are perfect in our faith yet, and we fill in the gaps here at Relevant Radio.
Isn't that the truth? Well, Mary, what you just said, I've heard from many other moms around the country who are trucking their kids to school in the morning. At first, the kids, I don't want to listen to that. And then, you know, within a day or two, it's, hey, Mom, can you put on that show on Relevant Radio? And they love it.
That's right.
And it helps us help them.
Help us help them at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or give us a call at 877-291-0123. We need 150 gifts coming in this hour.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Welcome back. Today, by the way, don't forget, is the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, that is when Our Lady was bodily assumed into heaven after her death, shortly after her death, indeed. And she was given the special grace that will be given to those who are still alive at the end of the world when Jesus returns. It talks about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You can read about it, that bodily assumption that will take place. St. Paul talks about those who are still alive when the Lord comes back, who are destined for heaven, they're going to get caught up into the air. There's a literal rapture, but it doesn't happen before the tribulation, as some people mistakenly assume. It'll happen at the very end. And those people who are still alive on the earth, who knows, maybe you'll be one of them, depending on how long it takes. But those who are still alive, they will be caught up into the air and bodily assumed into heaven. And Our Lady received that special grace because it was fitting and appropriate that her body not decay in the grave. The beauty of the responsorial psalm for today's Mass is something worth sharing. It's Psalm 45. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. That's the refrain. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. The Queen takes her place at your right hand in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and see. Turn your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. So shall the King desire your beauty, for he is your Lord. They are born in with gladness and joy. They enter the palace of the King. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. And you'll hear that at Mass if you go to Mass today. Again, the solemnity of the bodily assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That was defined as a dogma, by the way, by Pope Pius XII in 1950. Doesn't mean that the doctrine was invented. It certainly wasn't invented. And you can see almost immediately after the cessation of the Roman Empire persecutions of the church in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th centuries, that almost immediately there is a profusion of literature from the church, from church fathers and others, about Our Lady's bodily assumption. So even though it's nowhere stated in any explicit sense in Scripture, there are some implicit evidences of it, but it certainly becomes very explicit in apostolic tradition. And you may say, well, doesn't it have to say that in the Bible? No, the Bible says, 2 Thessalonians 2:15, to stand firm and hold fast to the traditions you received, either by an oral statement or by a letter of ours. So that's something worth noting. 888-914-9149, that's the number to call to be on the air. Let's go to Ann now in Longwood, Florida. Good morning, Ann. What part of the state is Longwood in?
It's just north of Orlando.
Okay, great.
I have a question about the book of Luke,
okay.
Chapter 14, verse 27.
Chapter 14, okay.
I've heard several different explanations for this verse. I'm wondering what you think about it.
Right. So I'm looking at Luke 14, 27, Jesus speaking here, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I mean, traditionally it's understood to mean that unless you are willing to follow Jesus, including in his own sufferings, doesn't mean you have to die on a cross. He doesn't literally mean you have to carry a cross per se, but those things in your life that involve suffering, especially suffering for the sake of him, for the sake of the kingdom, that if you're not willing to patiently bear up with those sufferings, then you can't be his disciple. Or to put it a different way, that the cost of discipleship typically, more often than not, involves some form of suffering. And so the Lord is saying, you know, be prepared, and this is good because I'm taking you to heaven. That's the traditional understanding of that passage. What other things about it caused you to wonder?
I hear different explanations. For example, just trust. Put your total trust in God.
Well, that's,
and that's a form of carrying a cross through all your difficulties.
Yeah, I mean, that's not wrong. I wouldn't regard it as wrong. I don't think that's really the focus of the passage. It doesn't really say that. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. This is not the only place where Jesus says this. He also says elsewhere, if you want to be my disciple and come after me, you have to deny yourself, thus also referring to certain things that you'll go without, certain things that you'll avoid, and that could involve some form of suffering. But I would say that the analogy, or rather the description that you just gave, it fits within this bigger picture, but I don't think it's reducible to that. It's not reducible just to trust. But let me tell you, Anne, and maybe you've been through this yourself, as a father of adult children, learning how to trust the Lord in the middle of seeing things that my children do that I would say, I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't do it that way. I have had to learn how to trust, and there is a kind of suffering involved there. So I don't discount what that other way of explaining it is, but I don't think it's the primary meaning.
Okay, I'm a little clearer. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you. I appreciate your phone call. Plenty of good biblical commentaries out there if you're interested in reading them. Dr. Scott Hahn has got a page full of them on his website, scotthahn.com. Just check into his biblical resources and recommendations page. I think you'll find that very helpful. Well, we have a miracle moment right now, and you're going to hear somebody very much like you listening to Relevant Radio telling how listening to Relevant Radio has changed that person's life.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Can I add a personal note, Patrick?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to say that you have been an inspiration to our entire family. And listening to you every day has made all of us much more deeply rooted in our faith. And in fact, probably led to conversions of my husband and my two children this past Easter.
Wow. I am so
I know it's a lot to put on your plate, but since I've gotten a chance to talk to you, I just wanted to thank you personally, and Relevant Radio for that matter. So all of Relevant Radio has really helped us all get much, much closer to our faith, and we are out there promoting you and telling those in our church about you as well.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
There are so many ways to give here at Relevant Radio. You can start with relevantradio.com, or you can use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We're in the final 20 minutes of this hour, and we still need 100 people who will join in and help support this hour. Join the many folks who are joining the team here. We've got Barbara at Fayetteville in Arkansas, made that special gift of $240. And do you know what we're sending her? We are sending her this amazing mug, the Relevant Radio branded mug. It's got our logo on one side and Father Rocky's favorite saying on the other: the more you pray, the better things go. That's yours for a simple gift of $240. And that is a gift that is available today and today only. That means if you don't call in today and make that gift and you try tomorrow, we're going to say, sorry about your luck. It was yesterday. Roger, you're getting a mug in Hillman, in Michigan. Thank you so much. And Carol in Las Vegas is also getting the mug.
Yeah, the mug is cool and you're going to appreciate it, especially because of that Father Rockyism on there. The more you pray, the better things get. There is so much truth in that. And I don't know if you've experienced that in your own life. Maybe you've got situations that are really weighing you down. Yeah. So this is a good reminder. You'll look at it when you're sipping your morning coffee, thinking about your cares and worries. And that'll be a great way to think, no, God has a plan, and I'm going to be trusting in that plan. Here's how to get it. Just go to relevantradio.com, and you can make your pledge today only, as Mary was saying, $20 a month or $240 a year. We'll send you this special gift as a thank you. And you can also use the Relevant Radio app or go to relevantradio.com, as I just mentioned, or call us at 877-291-0123. And earlier this hour, Mary, you were saying that we got off to a bit of a slow start. So we really need to rev the engines, don't we?
Yeah, they're picking up pace a little bit here. Down to 96 is what we need here in the next 20 minutes, less than that, 18 minutes. Join people like Lisa in Pneumonia Falls, Wisconsin. I did my best on that one. $250 gift. Thank you so much. She did that online. Terrence, listening in Port Washington, New York, also made an online gift of $100. Brand new donor. Welcome to the team, Terrence. We appreciate it. And we also have Zachary in Wanakee, Wisconsin. Brand new donor, made his gift online, and he said, I'm going to make that a recurring gift and join that society. Thank you so much, Zachary, for your $300 gift, and you're getting the mug. You can do that, too, at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Just answer the call.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, we are back. Thanks for listening. 888-914-9149. I got an email that came in over the weekend, and somebody said, you were recommending that people watch Grease. The other I did no such thing. I did not. In fact, I responded to the email that the person wrote in, because we were talking about the passing of Olivia Newton-John, who was obviously a star of that movie. And I told the lady who wrote me the email, I said, not only did I not do that, we didn't let our kids watch that movie because it was raunchy. So another example of why it's important to know that you've got everything that we talk about on the program archived. So if you heard something that didn't sound quite right, Patrick Madrid said that Mary was not immaculately conceived. No, I didn't. You can always go back and listen at your leisure and hear it again. Oh, I get it. Okay, now I see what he really said. More often than not, that's the solution to the problem. But I was glad I was able to disabuse you of that notion that I was recommending that people see Grease. You know why, Cyrus, right?
What's that?
You know why I wouldn't recommend that
movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The it's a terrible message. Olivia, what's her name? Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah, she was the pure, innocent, lovely, wholesome girl at the beginning.
And then she changes. Yeah, and she changes so she can be with the bad boy.
Right.
And she compromises all of her values. And that's mm-hmm. that's the message of the story. It's terrible. Yeah. A movie you did recommend was Old Henry. And I watched it last night. It's awesome. I liked it a lot.
I had a person or two complain, well, you didn't say it was violent. And we sat down with our kids to watch it, and whoa, it's a Western.
It's a Western. The cover has a guy holding the rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we haven't really had a chance to dissect this. What did you think? And without any spoilers,
I'm so glad you told me not to watch a trailer, don't read about it. That was really good because I had a jaw-dropping moment and I loved it.
That's what I loved about it too. It was just great. Oh, I get it now.
Yep. It's really, if you like Westerns, don't miss this movie. If you can't stand Westerns,
violent. But they're shooting people.
Yeah. And they might cuss once or twice. I don't know if they do or not, but they certainly shoot people. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So, but if you like an old John Wayne Western or Westerns in general, this is good.
I'm glad you liked it because I know that you are you're a tough critic when it comes to movies.
I am. Yep.
So I'm glad to hear that. Did you watch it with your older teenagers?
No, I cannot. My kids see a Western and it's kind of like seeing a black and white movie. Their eyes glaze over and they pass out and go to sleep.
So to them, you're like old Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
Just like this old guy who watches old movies.
I am certainly old dad to them. Yes, without a doubt.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Do you think you'd see it again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd watch it again.
But do you agree with... I know you do, but just for the sake of it, you would agree with me that if somebody is going to watch it, you should not know anything about it before you see it, right?
Please don't read or watch a trailer. You don't want to know anything going in. Because I thought it was going to be a bunch of different things as the story's unfolding, and I was wrong. I can usually in 5 minutes I can tell you the whole movie. I can tell you everything that's going to happen. And this movie, I kept guessing, and I kept guessing wrong. And I really appreciate when a story is well told, and I don't know where it's going.
Good. I'm really happy, and I know that you and I have somewhat differing views on movies, but I'm glad that we clicked on this one. Thanks for that. 888-914-9149. Let's get over to Dave now in Lakeville, Minnesota. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Patrick. I have a question for you about a book that would be good for explaining to someone who's a Protestant why we pray to Mary as Catholics.
Oh, well, I wrote one. I wrote one on that very topic.
Yes.
It's called Any Friend of God's is a Friend of Mine. Are you familiar with that one?
No, I am not.
Okay. Yeah. Any Friend of God's is a friend of mine. Biblical. I don't get into any of the patristics or anything. I just talk about what does Scripture say about praying to Mary. Does it say anything about that? How can she hear all those prayers? Isn't that akin to necromancy? Aren't you trying to conjure the dead? No, we're not. Isn't that worshiping Mary? No, it's not. I go through all the standard arguments against praying to Mary and the saints, too, for that matter. And I do it in a biblical way. Now, if you want something quick and easy and free, this actually was the genesis or the seed that eventually became a much longer book. And that was an article by the same title, Any Friend of God's is a Friend of Mine. I wrote that a million years ago. And it's an article form, kind of an overview of some of these key things that I expand greatly in the book. But that's free, and that's available by going to the relevantradio.com/Patrick website. When you get there, click on links. And when you click on links, you want to click on articles. And you'll find that in many other articles that I've written that are for free. The one you want to zero in on, again, is called Any Friend of God's is a Friend of Mine. And that'll give you the upshot. If you want to go deeper, then the book is available for you as well, Dave.
Okay, I think we'll start with the article. That's great. We have a thank you note that we're sending to a Protestant cousin of my mother-in-law who recently passed, and she was, I would say, badgered for years about, you shouldn't pray to Mary, you shouldn't pray to Mary. Jesus is the only way to salvation. And my wife, I'm calling for her, my wife even got a comment from her at her funeral when we were standing in front of the casket and talking with our three-year-old daughter and saying, where's Grandma? She's in heaven. Who's in heaven? Well, Grandpa's in heaven. Mary's in heaven. And she shouts, and Jesus, don't forget Jesus. Yeah, so Jesus is the only road for her, but they don't understand, and we've been asking her for a long time.
Dave, yeah. Please don't make that mistake. Yeah. Jesus is the only way to salvation. There is no other salvation in anyone other than Jesus. And we have to be careful that we don't give the misimpression that we think that Mary is a means of salvation. She is not. She assists us. She brings us to Jesus, or as she says to the servants at the wedding at Cana in John chapter 2, do whatever he tells you. Our Lady is always pointing us to Jesus and bringing us to him. But please don't give anyone the misimpression that we think that Mary is somehow an alternative to Jesus, because we certainly don't believe that.
No, she just doesn't understand why we pray to her. And back where you're saying that that worshiping her, you should not worship Mary, you should worship Jesus.
Right, that's worship God alone. Yeah, worship God alone. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be happy to know, Dave, that in that article, as well as the book by the same title, I have a whole section on the difference between honor and worship. So we honor Mary, we venerate Mary. And as Jesus said in John 17, in his high priestly prayer to the Father, he says, Father, I have given them the glory that you have given to me. And this is an explicit statement on our Lord's part that he glorifies the saints, beginning with Mary. And when God glorifies something, we do right to acknowledge it and to respect what God himself has done, as God has done this in Mary. So we honor her, we venerate her, and we ask for her intercession. But just so everyone is clear, we do not worship or adore Mary. She's a creature, and we are forbidden to worship anything other than one true God.
Yeah, I think that's the point she doesn't understand, is the difference between our honoring and worship. She thinks we worship.
Right.
I think that's the point she gets, because that's, she says, well, you have to worship God. Well, we're not worshiping Mary. Yes,
well, you'll be happy to know then.
The only way to salvation.
Yeah, you'll be happy to know then, Dave, that this article goes directly into that very topic. The book goes even deeper into it, but something quick and easy and free, you'll find it on the article. So once again, if anyone's interested, just go to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick. Click on the links link and then click on articles. And all those articles are free for you. You could print them out. You could save them to your computer, whatever you want. They're in PDF form and they're there for the taking. Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate that. Let's see if we can't get to Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Good morning, Mike. Welcome. I don't know if Mike is ready. Are you there, Mike?
Hello there.
Yeah, sounds like Mike is not quite ready. Maybe we can get him ready, and then we'll come back to you in a little bit, Mike. Maybe he's having difficulties with his phones. That often happens. Let's see. I can't get to another call because I can see that there's just not enough time to do that. So we will take, in just a minute, we're going to take a quick break, but let me read you a quick email. This is from Jason, who says, whenever I get a change, I listen to your show. I thank God for the wisdom. Today, I want to ask three questions. Why are we responsible for our ancestor Adam and Eve's sins? Humanly speaking, I don't want my kids to suffer for my actions, even if God suffered for their sins. I cannot understand the theology behind all these. Well, I'll try to help here. We're not responsible for Adam and Eve's sin. We get a tainted, fallen human nature as a result of their sin. So you're not responsible for the fact that Adam and Eve committed the original sin, but you suffer the consequences of their sin. One analogy, imagine if you were a billionaire and all that money, all that wealth was going to pass down to your heirs, to your children. And then if you got involved in a crime and you went to jail and you lost all your money, you had to forfeit that money as a result of your crime. Well, then you no longer have that money to hand down to your children. It's rightfully theirs, but they don't get it because of what you did. So they're not responsible for your crime, but they suffer the consequences of your crime. And I'll have to leave it at that. That's the first of your three questions. Perhaps we can return to the others in due time. But thank you anyway. 877-291-0123 on this first day of Pledge Drive. Mary Graham is going to be joining me in just a moment. We're going to talk about what we need to do this hour and the next 2 hours before we wrap it up for the first day of Pledge Drive, asking you to answer the call.
We are in the final 5 minutes of this first hour of Pledge Drive for Patrick Madrid Show. And a little bit behind schedule, we still need 72 people. That's a huge number here in the last 5 minutes of this hour. We can do it, though, if folks just like this anonymous donor in New Berlin, Wisconsin, step up and do their part at relevantradio.com or use the app or call 877-291-0123. This donor made a gift of $250, which means the mug is yours. You can do that, too. Join people like Armando in Homestead, Florida. Thank you for your $240. The mug will be in the mail to you. And we have another one here, another anonymous donor in Kensington, Maryland. $250. Brand new donor. Thank you so much for joining us. And a brand new market. We love to hear from you. So is Homestead. That's a new market for us as well. So can you join the family? Can you join the team? We're asking that you answer the call at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
Easy to call and even easier if you go to the web. I'm sorry, to the website, excuse me, relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. But that number again, 877-291-0123. We have a little less than 5 minutes to get that number of calls or visits to the website or the app in, but it can be done, but it just requires you to do it right now. And we'd like to say thank you by sending you your $20 a month donation. That would be $240 for the whole year. We'll send you a special gift of a coffee mug that's got one of Father Rocky's classic sayings, and we know it's true from experience. The more you pray, the better things get. And if maybe in your life you could use a little pick-me-up, not just of the caffeine variety, but you like a little reminder of how God's answer to your prayers really will work, just keep being patient. That mug will help you remember that every day, every time you look at that mug.
If we keep this pace up, we can make it happen. We can make our goal for this hour. We only need 65 more people. Look how fast we went in just a minute there. Just under 4 minutes left. We need you to reach out at relevantradio.com. Answer the call with the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour. That means your gift is matched dollar for dollar. Donald in LaGrange Park, Illinois, your $50 became $100. He did that online along with another donor coming in from Richmond Hill in New York. $100 became $200. And we have a gift from Gail in Wisconsin Rapids, Illinois, or Wisconsin, that is. $100 was doubled to $200. Join the family here by answering the call at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or calling
877-291-0123. You dropped out for a moment there, Mary, but I caught you. 877-291-0123.
You can do
it! 877-291-0123. Just 60 more people. Will you join us here at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet? We need to make our goal each and every hour. We had a pretty big one this hour, got off to a slow start, but if we can keep this pace up, we will make it. Give us a call.
I'm really, really interested, Mary, in seeing if we can get some of the larger donations on our first day of Pledge Drive as we ask you to help us answer the call by you answering this call to make a pledge of maybe $10,000, $15,000, $25,000. Doesn't happen very often that we get one of those larger gifts on the first day of Pledge Drive, but it has happened before. And they say that if you don't ask, you don't get. So I'm asking, if you're in a position to make that kind of a pledge, say $25,000, $15,000, give us a call, please, 877-291-0123, or even easier, go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
And you can rest assured that when you answer the call at relevantradio.com or on the app, you will never hit a busy signal. Every single gift is matched dollar for dollar during this partnership challenge hour. And if you can make that special gift of $240, remember, the coffee mug is all yours. We'll be sending it to you along with those matching dollars. It'll go a long way here at Relevant Radio. Relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. In the final couple minutes here, we still need 25 people. That's all we need. 25 people. Help us out. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are looking for 25 people who will answer the call.